Brethren, I'd like you here, and those of you who are watching at home, would you, if you would please close your eyes. Close your eyes, you're going to, and try to imagine a moment in time that you were overwhelmed with gratitude. A moment that you were just filled with thankfulness. Try to imagine that time, that moment, with as much clarity and detail as you can. Like, what was in the room? Who was there? What did it feel like? What were the smells? Try to imagine all of it. And most of all, imagine that feeling of gratitude that you had at that time. All right. Okay, you can open your eyes. And you probably noticed that feels pretty good, right? And not too surprisingly, because God tells us in Philippians 4, verse 8, he says, finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is just, whatever is honorable, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent and praiseworthy, think of these things. God tells us to think of good things. And it's not surprising that we find out when we do some research that obeying God has some benefits. What you're noticing when you think back of a time that you're really, really grateful, it's an amazing tool that your mind is. Your brain has this ability to, whatever your brain imagines your body reacts to as if it's real. So what you're noticing, if, for instance, if you were to watch a really sad movie, maybe you were seeing a movie that's really sad and it's really touching, and when you're watching it, you'll notice that there's a lump in your throat. Maybe your heart feels some pain or you're connecting with the movie and your body has some physical changes it takes. Well, that's your body reacting to it as if it was real. Think of when you watch a scary movie or a scary scene in a movie. What happens to your body? Your shoulders tense up. Maybe your palms even start to sweat. You're leaning forward, and if something jumps out or someone walks in the room and scares you, you throw your popcorn in the air and you jump. And that's because your body is reacting as if it's real. What happens is this chemical called cortisol is released in your brain, and it gets your body in the fight or flight stage, ready to action, ready because it thinks that you're in physical danger. But the truth is, you're not, you're safe, but your body's reacting as if it's real. Well, a really cool thing is that you can do the opposite of that cortisol, and you can release it when you're thinking of gratitude. When you're using gratitude, it does the opposite. It releases something called dopamine, a chemical that's called the feel-good chemical in your body. And unlike many chemicals or medicines that you can get from the doctor, this has no side effects, or at least the side effects that it does have are pretty good. In Psychology Today, an article, The Grateful Brain, The Neuroscience of Giving Thanks, Alex Korb, PhD, tells us from the research he's found, this is posted in November 20th, 2012, he finds from the research that he's found that the side effects are that you're able to sleep better if you practice gratefulness. Your stress is reduced and your digestion improves as some healthy side effects. So that's why I call, and I'm entitled this sermonette, Gratitude, the All-Natural 100% Feel-Good Medicine. The All-Natural 100% feel good medicine. Now, there's three times when you should take your medicine. It's gratitude is going to be great in three times, and we're going to talk about that. First time that gratitude is great is when things aren't great. Gratitude is great when things aren't great. When things are dark and really bad for you. Philippians 4, verse 6 tells us to, when things are darkest, that's when we should also have thanksgiving. Philippians 4, verse 6 says, do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God. God tells us to come to him. Come to him with our problems and our deepest desires to get out of our trial. But in doing so, come with thanksgiving. Now, many of you can relate to this situation where you've gone through a really, really deep trial, and it's very difficult to even look for something to be thankful for. Others of you are going through that right now, that trial in which you don't know how it's going to end. You don't know when it's going to end. And you don't know if you're going to make it. It's a big, big trial. And it's tough. It's so tough to even look and find anything to be thankful for and to be grateful for. And it's trials like these that we know that we can look at Paul's example. When he was in a trial, he didn't know if he was going to make it out. He was in prison and he was shackled. And he didn't know if he was going to be killed the next day or the next week or if he would spend the rest of his days in the prison. But he took that opportunity to find something to be thankful for. He found himself singing with his fellow Christians, praising God and singing, even though he was in an incredibly difficult time that most of us couldn't imagine. Others of us are in not so bad of a time. Maybe sometimes we're just dealing with blue moods. Maybe that downward spiral that happens every other day or every once in a while, where you find yourself arguing with someone who's not there in the shower, and you're telling them what you'd really want to tell them. Maybe the conversation happened years ago. Maybe it's never going to happen, but you're just really giving it, and your body's really reacting as if you're in this heated argument, and it's just you and your soap. And it's not, and you get out of the shower, you dry off, and you're like, I'm not going to say any of that. That's terrible. And it's just a wasted bit of time. What you can do is use gratitude right then and there. When you're in that time, when you're catching yourself talking to no one and not resolving anything, you can use gratitude at that point in there. I think the author of the book, Get the Edge, Tony Robbins, puts it the best. He calls gratitude the antidote to any of these bad emotions that we don't want. Bad emotions like envy, jealousy, hate, or anger, lust, any of these emotions that we have, they can't exist if you're being grateful. That moment when you were closing your eyes and thinking of gratitude, something to be grateful for, you couldn't have actually slipped in any of these other things. They can't exist at the same time. And so it's a great way to get yourself out of that downward spiral, that spiral that tells yourself, oh, I don't have any friends, or everything's bad, everything's terrible, but really it's not much different than last Tuesday. So it can break your cycle. It's gratitude is really great for when you're going through a really big trial or when you're in a downward spiral. Gratitude is great when things aren't. Now, the next time gratitude is great is when things are great. Gratitude is great when things are great. God tells us time and again to rejoice in the Bible. He tells us to be excited about things that are good. When the Israelites had victory, he tells them to rejoice. In Romans 12, verse 15, he tells us to rejoice with each other. Rejoice with those who rejoice, he says. So that's what we should do. If you didn't rejoice or if you weren't grateful of that time that you thought of, just then you wouldn't have it to think about now, today. So it's important that you think back on those times, and when they're happening, be thankful. Appreciate them. We've all known someone or have seen them, that these people that have so much, so many opportunities, but then aren't appreciating them. They're still unhappy. And then we've also seen the opposite, where people are full of joy, full of thanksgiving, and yet they have little material goods to be thankful for, as we would consider. But we should be more like the second one and recognize what those wonderful things that are happening in our lives are doing. 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 18 says, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. So again, there's a lot of amazing things happening, and each time something great happens, we should be grateful. Grateful when things aren't great, grateful for when things are, and the third time we should be grateful is all the times in between. All the times in between, we should be grateful. Philippians 4, verse 9 says, now this is the very next verse after Paul's told us about to be thankful to think on these things, the things that are good, whatever's of good report, think on these things. He just gave that verse. The very following verse says, whatever you have learned and received and heard from me and seen in me, put these things into practice, and the God of peace will be with you. So practice this. We should practice thinking of good things. We should practice being grateful. Now, how can we practice being grateful? Well, there's three ways I could tell you could be grateful and you can practice. The first one is doing that exercise that you did at the very beginning of the sermonette. Maybe start your morning and think of maybe three things that you're deeply thankful for. But not just think of it and then move on to the next one. Really try to think about all the details. Really imagine it. The more vivid it is, the more you'll feel it in your heart. And the more, like David, you'll be excited and want to write about it and want to sing about it. That's the kind of gratefulness you want to connect with. And for many of you, you think, well, I've got to have my cup of coffee, or I got to take my shower first. Well, try to do those together. Or maybe some of you start your mornings with prayer or Bible study. Well, I would submit, try doing this thankfulness exercise before you do even those things. And you might find that your next activity is you get to commit your next activity with more gratefulness and a better outlook. And in turn, you may get more of a result that you like from it. You may find you get more out of your prayer or Bible study. The next time I tell you that you can practice being thankful or practice gratefulness is look for things throughout the day. Try to find those small things to be thankful for. There's a whole website called 1000awesomethings.com, and it features things like Velcro, things that you would that are amazing but you don't think about. Oftentimes, we kind of gloss over those things. Another important thing to be thankful for that's commonplace but we forget about is our meals. We have a meal really often, maybe three times a day, maybe more for some of us. And so each time, we can always say thankful. Say a prayer of thanks to God for that. Just really be appreciative. Now, a lot of times we're in a public place, so you can be really subtle and say it really quiet, or you can do the napkin fold. I know that many of you do. And then you've done it like a ninja. You're in and out, no one knew. But God knew, and he appreciated that you were thankful at that point in time. So find those times, and you can be thankful for, as you're driving, thank you for the cash register and his corny joke. It was good enough, and it was fun. and just be thankful and look, always looking for something. We all know the people that are always looking to be offended, who get offended because they're looking for it. Well, we can be the people that are thankful because we're looking to be thankful and everywhere we go. Another thing you can do, the third thing I suggest that you do to keep gratitude as a practice is to start a list. Now, I've started my list on the list, and I think it's kind of a good way to do it, on the list of things that I want to get. I have started a list of things I wanted to get so I could make sure that I didn't get something on an impulse buy and miss something that I really wanted more. So I kind of organized my list and put it in higher. Anyway, that's not as important, but to have it on the list of things that you want is really cool, because you can, as you add another thing to the things you want, you can't help but see that big list of things that you've already gotten. And it doesn't take long before that list of things you've gotten, your blessings list, has gotten bigger than the list of stuff you want. You can keep it in your phone, or you can maybe put it on the fridge. It's a great way to remind yourself, not just of the vast numbers of the things you want, but when you see a specific thing, you remember, wow, I wanted that for years and years and years. I prayed for that, and God gave it to me. And that's an encouraging way to just connect with thankfulness throughout the week and as you see that list. So I hope you are able to be thankful when things are not great. Be thankful and grateful when things are great. And be grateful all the times in between. I hope you are daily able to find as many opportunities as possible to take the 100% natural, organic, no side effects, feel-good medicine, gratitude.